The event featured a three-part program, capped by new Board of Supervisors Chair Susan Gorin presenting the county's yearly report to the community. Economist Jerry Nicholsberg also offered his economic forecast for the coming year. That will be the subject of tomorrow's North Bay Report. Master of Ceremonies Ben Stone, Executive Director of the Economic Development Board, opened the program with a round of brief updates from other groups. So we begin our broadcast tonight with those comments. Here's Ben Stone.
There's much going on around the county, and you'll be hearing from Supervisor Susan Gorin about what's going on at the county level. We thought you'd also like to hear something about what's going on at the various cities and educational institutions around the county as well. So we polled them and asked them to provide a quick summary of a major achievement they've accomplished over the last year. And I invite you to join me in a quick tour around Sonoma County, starting with the city of Cloverdale. And Cloverdale formed a public-private partnership to recognize the challenge they have with their drought. They formed that partnership with the Russian River Brewing Company, who paid the impact fees in advance so that new source water wells could be developed at an accelerated pace. New water wells now provide approximately 1 million gallons of additional water to Cloverdale per day. Cloverdale is conserving water as well as developing new water for the future. The city of Cotati completed construction of a train station, developing new transportation hub for Cotati, Southern Roanoke Park, and Sonoma State University. The station area was built in partnership with Sonoma County Transit, who developed the adjacent park and ride and bus facilities to serve this future smart station. With completion of rail facilities and initiation of service, the station area will be a full multimodal facility, providing bus, car, bicycle, and pedestrian service for the region. The city of Healdsburg completed a total revitalization of its downtown streetscape. That's a new word to me. It's streetscape in 2014. This streetscape has improved the connectivity of the businesses north of the plaza on Center Street and created a real sense of place for residents and visitors. Streets and sidewalks were torn out, outdated underground infrastructure updated, and formation of a pedestrian-friendly business center. Thanks to the widening of sidewalks and pocket parks on the street corners, the community is better able to enjoy the downtown area. Petaluma continues to enjoy the success of its economic development marketing campaign launched in October 2013. Since the launch, the Petaluma Star website has received 38,000 hits and national recognition from the International Economic Development Council. The website features 17 business profiles, an infographic poster, an interactive schools map, information about industry clusters, and many other positive news stories. Petaluma's new business editions of Rustic Bakery and Revive Kombucha will soon join Petaluma's business community, bringing 90 new jobs to Petaluma. Roanoke Park has established itself as a cultural hub of Sonoma County. Along the home of plentiful family entertainment and recreation, the city also features the Green Music Center, the Grayton Casino, and award-winning Spreckles Center. 2014 marked the launch of the Summer Music Series at Sonoma Mountain Village, featuring top performers such as the Goo Goo Dolls. This is what I was given by the city of Roanoke Park. It's also noted that 2015 will see a bevy of new restaurants coming to Roanoke Park. Santa Rosa launched Out There SR, a culture and business marketing brand to encourage travelers, business attraction, workforce development, through a collection of simple and authentic stories from local ambassadors. People can share their Santa Rosa story through photographs and sounds captured in the city's mobile photo and recording booth, affectionately called the Welcome Wagon. This visitor and business recruitment tool has proved integral in demonstrating lifestyle benefits to a software firm, Power to Practice, employing 15 high-wage jobs and growing. To share your Santa Rosa story, visit outtheresr.com. The City of Sebastopol partnered with local nonprofits and over 100 volunteers to create the first two phases of Our Front Yard, Sebastopol's Living History Garden. The design tells the story of Sebastopol through four major eras in the city's history. The garden also demonstrates sustainable, productive, water-wise use of the landscape around Sebastopol's two most visited buildings, City Hall and the Public Library. This project is slated to be finished in 2015. Sonoma thrives on a tourism-based economy and in 2014 renewed the Tourism Improvement District for 10 years. The TID funded the Holidays in Sonoma promotion to increase focus on downtown business. Funding this lighting extravaganza in the historic plaza assisted marketing efforts of small business owners. The tourism industry also took a major leadership role in this is good news for Grant, in enhancing their lodging properties with water conservation upgrades to mitigate the impact of visitors on water use. In Windsor, the long-anticipated Bell Village project got underway in the downtown adjacent to the Windsor Town Green. Approximately 83,000 square feet of new commercial space is under construction in the first phase of this project adjacent to Highway 101. The centerpiece is Oliver's Market. I think Tom Scott is with us today. Tom, there you are. Oliver's Market, shown in this rendering, with its wide variety of local food choices, Oliver's has generated much excitement. This will be the company's flagship store in its largest facility. Occupancy is expected within the year. And then looking at education, we'll start out with Sonoma County Office of Ed. Last July, the Sonoma County Office of Ed, known as SCO, was awarded a $15 million grant to serve as the lead agency for a six-county alliance. The grant is designed to meet the needs of industry sectors. It's just a terrific grant. Of our region by improving and expanding high school pathways, developing work-based learning situations, and creating clear advancement routes for students moving from high school through post-secondary education and on to viable careers in the North Bay. And out there, we've got some makers, some maker geeks from Annalee High School. They're teachers here. One thing I was given, this is a 3D flashlight. Made entirely with 3D materials, and it even works. So if you want to see what the makers, this is this kind of new phenomenon. It's really been based in Sonoma County with Dale Doherty. Just stop at the SCO out there. They also, SCO's did this for Pliny the Younger. It's a $4,000 project they got to look at Stephen Jackson. He's all smiles at getting that going. So it's great to see young people learning skills that they can put to use in their working lives. Empire College of Law graduated its first 17 of Master Legal Studies majors in 2014. Majority of them also received a dual JD degree, and those who sat for the July 2014 California Bar Exam achieved an impressive 60% pass rate. Santa Rosa Junior College says that the most outstanding achievement for the year was securing major support for our students. Most visible was the Measure H bond. SRJC's Career and Technical Education Department grants over $2 million from federal and state sources, included $1.5 million in partnership with SCO. Those funds will help build K-14 pathways for 9 industry sectors. A $400,000 enhancement grant will fund needed equipment for food, farm, and manufacturing training. SRJC's largest national grant was $2.5 million to support extended education for Hispanic and low-income students. And we come to Sonoma State University. Student research, scholarship, and creative activity add currency to a student's education. Sonoma State University is actively moving towards all students having a scholarly or creative activity before they graduate. Through generous donations from local community members, they were able to fund 29 student faculty research projects this year, stimulating new types of curiosity and interest in subjects. The projects range from predicting and fostering resilience in children of incarcerated parents to sensor network development at SSU's Fairfield Osborne Preserve, and many more.
Stone also detailed some of the past year's accomplishments for the EDB, including their new micro-lending program, which was previously featured on the North Bay Report last November. Then, following Jerry Nickelberg's largely upbeat economic forecast, Supervisor Gorin took the stage to deliver the 2015 State of the County Report.
Good morning, everyone. It is such a pleasure to be here, and thank you for taking this morning to be here with us. And I want to give you a little glimpse of what we see going forward from the county's perspective. Each year, we gather here together at the State of the County to ring in the new year, to celebrate our successes, and provide a vision for where we're going. This year, our theme for the county is Foundations for Our Future. As chair of the board this year, I am grateful to work with 4 deeply committed colleagues, dedicated, who are helping to shape our future. And I just want to thank our outgoing chair, David Rabbit. You know, we were so shy we didn't stand up. Stand up, David. Who served... who served as our chair for 2 years, leading us through some tough and rocky times. And, of course, our new vice chair, Supervisor Efren Carrillo. Supervisor Shirley Zane. And welcome to our newly elected 4th District Supervisor, James Gore. The five of us know that good policy and responsible governance are important, and we come together for the good of the county. We put our collective energies toward making this county a great place for all of you, all of us, to live, work, and play. In 2014, we rocked with the challenges of an ongoing drought, and we rolled with an earthquake that shook our homes and reminded us both of our fragility and our strengths. We experienced an economic surge that was welcome, but tinged with the recent memory of 20% cuts. We vowed to prepare for the future through prudent spending and investments in our community that will pay dividends for decades to come. As a board, we tackled winery expansions, roads, clean energy, youth programs, and homelessness, among so many others. We even saw one of our own ascend to the state Senate, leaving a hot damn vacuum in the chambers. And there is one McGuireism that we'll keep for sure, and that is good times. And these are good times. In fact, they are great times, and I predict that the best is yet to come. Today, Sonoma County has one of the strongest economies in the state. Thank you, Jerry. We're finding that as well. We're tackling legacy challenges and making major investments that will provide the foundation for our next generations. Needs are high and opportunities exist. The county made strategic investment decisions that increase our ability to provide services targeted at the board's priorities and not just business as usual. We've tackled pension obligations. The Board of Supervisors approved a first-of-its-kind additional $3.5 million payment to the retirement system, reducing our outstanding pension liability and avoiding an additional $3 million in expenses. We added $11.3 million to our reserves, an increase of over 34%. And for the third year in a row, yes, we're recognizing that, medium home prices rose 12%, and gratefully, our foreclosure rate has slowed to a trickle. Sonoma County now has the fifth lowest unemployment rate out of 58 counties in the state, and our job creation rate outpaces the state and the nation. Our cost of doing business is 2% of the national average, which gives us great competitive advantage when we are attracting businesses and growing businesses here in Sonoma County. We know that tourism is an incredibly vibrant part of our economy. We've not only recovered from the recession years, but we also set new records. In 2014, tourism accounted for 10% of our total employment and generated approximately $100 million in tax revenue. This is great news, and we know that there are even more good news to come. Our economy is strong and growing, and we did this together. We rode out the storm of an unprecedented economic crisis as a community. All of us made today a reality. From the farm worker picking grapes at 3 a.m. for the harvest, to the small business person who chose to invest here, to the county worker who agreed to concessions, and to our many community volunteers. We've arrived at this moment together. And in 2015, we will continue to bring balance and collaboration into our daily lives. We have the courage We have the talent, and we have the willingness to form collaborative relationships that will ensure a legacy that is economically viable, environmentally sustainable, culturally diverse, and welcoming. For examples of collaboration, we look to the Sonoma County wine growers, who are embracing the challenge of balancing agriculture with environmental stewardship through their 100% sustainability program. We look to the successful collaboration of Sonoma County Tourism and all of the partners who work together to help create the perfect destination for our visitors. And we look to our partnerships with the public, private, and nonprofit sectors to educate, train, retrain, and invest for the jobs of tomorrow. A thread of sustainability weaves through everything that the county does. Sonoma County is also known for our innovative work on climate change, energy efficiency, renewable energy, green business development, water management, resource conservation, and so many others. Our efforts are being recognized locally and nationally. It's gratifying that in December, President Obama recognized Sonoma County as a nationwide leader in the effort to combat climate change, one of 16 individuals. All of us know that we have persevered through a record 3-year drought, and with 7-degree temperatures predicted for today, it looks like this year may be a fourth. But we have worked with all of you at Sonoma County tirelessly on drought response measures, including distributing over 5,000 drought toolkits to residents. We've aggressively implemented conservation strategies, efficient management of surface water reservoirs, collaborative reuse of treated wastewater, and groundwater management plans that complement the newly adopted guidelines at the state level. And this year, we are committed to continuing these efforts to create a resilient water supply for years to come. In 2014, we realized a long-standing dream of generating renewable energy. Sonoma Clean Power launched after years of working together to enable our residents to invest in clean energy markets. By the end of last year, Sonoma Clean Power accomplished a major milestone by flipping the switch to provide electricity to 160,000 customers, and every eligible city in our county elected to join. Because of this unparalleled energy collaboration, we opened this year with lower rates and cleaner energy. But a healthy community must have places to play, roam, and regenerate ourselves, our families, our employees. In the last year, we acquired 590 new acres of agricultural, natural resource, and scenic viewshed lands that will be protected forever. A priority of the board is to increase public access to some of those lands, and last year we opened nearly 1,500 acres to public access. And this year we look forward to opening up even more land for all of us to enjoy. At the intersection of environmental protection and compassionate care is the Sonoma Developmental Center. Sonoma Developmental Center has provided care for our most vulnerable population for over 130 years. It's the largest employer in the Sonoma Valley, as well as being one of the most pristine and environmentally significant properties in the county. The message that I've delivered to the state is one shared by many. These critical services and the invaluable natural resources on this site must be preserved. And this year, I will continue to work closely with our state and federal legislative partners to ensure that our voices are heard on this and other legislative priorities. It's not enough to invest in clean power and conserve our lands. We have to invest in the infrastructure in ways that support our families, businesses, agricultural partners, tourism, and workers for generations to come. All roads lead to home at the end of the day, and in Sonoma County, it's time, no, it's past time, to address the issue of affordable housing, a top priority for the Board of Supervisors in the coming year. In 2014, the county provided $24 million in rental assistance to families, veterans, disabled, and our seniors. These funds not only help families remain in a stable home, they also provide a direct economic injection of millions of dollars into our community. And you know what? Oops, my team is going to be really unhappy with me, but I have to go back to talk about roads. At the top of the board's priority list, we addressed the roads crisis through historic levels of investment and the adoption of a long-term roads plan. In 2015, we'll continue to prioritize our roads, looking for new ways to fund needed repairs, including state and federal advocacy, and the possibility of new funds in Measure A put before the voters in June of 2015. Now, we'll talk about affordable housing and those roads that lead to those housing. Just a little glitch. Whoops. Last year, the county provided $24 million in rental assistance to families, veterans, disabled, and our seniors. These funds not only helped our families remain in stable homes, they also provided a direct economic injection of millions of dollars into our community. We are grateful for those of us who own homes that home prices are recovering. But for many of the constituents that I hear from, they're very worried about their ability to remain in Sonoma County when the rental inventory is far too low to meet the current and future demands. In the past year, rents have increased over 30%, some as high as 50%. This year, we're committed to tackling this issue as a board and as a community, along with our city partners. Housing is an economic imperative as much as an issue of compassion. Without affordable housing, there's no workforce to pour our wine, teach our children, farm our fields, staff our tech divisions, and repair our roads. And this is not even accounting for the loss of talents and culture that only a diverse population can provide. And I'm thrilled to note that in the Boyce Hot Springs area, Mid-Penn Housing is about to break ground this year on a 100-unit affordable housing project. And there is more to come around the county. But we must focus on the more. When we talk about housing, we also have to address homelessness. In 2014, Sonoma County took important steps to address homelessness and in ways that are both compassionate and proactive. We formed the Homeless Outreach Services Team, HOST, pilot project, and initiated a safe parking program. Both efforts the result of innovative partnerships of the county departments, agencies, and community-based nonprofits. And in this year, we'll continue the issue of homelessness while addressing mental health and substance abuse behaviors in the county. Any attempt to mitigate homelessness without addressing some of the underlying factors will be an exercise in futility. Using innovation and collaboration here in Sonoma County, we are investing in our future in ways that will mitigate systemic inequities in the health, income, and education. Or in simpler terms, we are raising the playing field, not leveling, but raising the playing field. Without evidence, we move in the dark. And in 2014, this changed when we commissioned a portrait of Sonoma County. For the first time, we have a data map of 99 census tracts that lights the pathway to direct our resources toward the greatest promise of future rewards. The portrait, in short, is a game changer for all of us. The evidence graphically showed that we are a bifurcated county of have and have-nots, often residing within minutes of each other, but living worlds apart in terms of education, health, and income. Addressing poverty and income inequality highlighted in the portrait continues to be a focus of the board's priorities. This includes legislative advocacy for a state-earned income tax credit, the minimum wage increase, and targeted investments in areas identified by the portrait. And we're also considering a county living wage ordinance. Education is the number one predictor of health in later years. We know this, and the development of an educated workforce also ensures our economic viability for decades to come. Along with our partners, many of you are here in the room, are our partners, we're addressing educational inequities, beginning with a focus on universal preschool to ensure that every child is prepared to enter the school and graduate. We are at the table with business leaders and educators to prepare students for the future through career technical education. We're investing in education equity programs such as 10,000 Degrees, which offers support to our students to help them enter and graduate from college. Other important considerations take place in our neighborhoods with grants to fund safe routes to schools, community planning, leadership empowerment, and healthy food education, all using the portrait of Sonoma to identify our disadvantaged neighborhoods. One example is the Moreland Healthy Neighborhood Planning Initiative, which was formed with neighborhood residents and community partners. And we continue and will continue to work with the City of Santa Rosa on annexation in the areas in Southwest Santa Rosa. In 2014, the board adopted a framework aimed at creating a culture of community engagement. We saw concerted effort at all levels of county government to engage more frequently and more authentically with our community. This year, the board will be presented with the recommendations of the Community and Local Law Enforcement Task Force, and we look forward to working collaboratively with the community, task force members, our sheriff's office, district attorney, and other criminal justice partners on efforts designed to make our community safer. I want to challenge all of us to engage our future generations and tap into their talents. And I have a treat for you. We've prepared a video to introduce you to the next generation.
That video, while charming and engaging, really has to be seen to be appreciated. It doesn't translate to radio very well, so we're going to skip past it to Supervisor Gorin's concluding remarks.
I think you can agree that these adorable kids are our future, and we have a lot of work to do because we need to prepare those adorable kids for a world we may not even recognize. We need to ensure our children are ready for jobs that do not yet exist. And for societal pressures we haven't yet imagined, for opportunities that will transform us if we are prepared. Think about it. What did you worry about in 1995? My guess, it wasn't how to take a great selfie or what your teenager was doing on Instagram. You may not imagine needing a social media manager or carrying a computer in your pocket. The first round of digital natives were not even born yet and have never known a world without instant access to information. Think of the next generations as waves coming in. We have a choice. We can either ride those waves or run from them. I think we need to harness their power. They are a generation marked by Columbine, the corruption of Enron, the horror of 9/11, the cost of war, the destruction of Hurricane Katrina, and the tenacious grip of the Great Recession and the burden of college debt. And yet, it's remarkable that they share an optimistic outlook. Nearly 50% report that they believe the country is on the road to the best years. Maybe this optimism stems from growing up in a period of unprecedented civic equality, the pervasive influence of social media, environmentalism as the new normal, and the proliferation of a sharing economy. For this generation, innovation is the rule. Eric Liu, former speechwriter to President Clinton and founder of Citizens University, said, "Heroes are what happens when a moment calls forth people well prepared by institutions." So let's pull forth our community heroes by preparing them through education and empowerment. We have both an opportunity and an obligation to engage this group and harness their talents, innovative spirits, and their commitment to service. They are here, and there are waves of them coming behind, queuing up to inherit this land. So what's the payoff? We'll fulfill our promise that the best is yet to come. We'll lay the foundations for our future, for a new generation of Sonoma County residents to live, work, and play in a community that's not only prepared for the future, but also took the risk to shape it. Thank you.
With that, the program was concluded and the crowd dispersed. But it should be noted that, in addition to the presentations, they had also enjoyed a breakfast that, as the program noted, was, quote, as locally sourced, sustainably produced, and organically grown as possible. In other words, very Sonoma County. This has been a production of KRZB News. I'm Bruce Robinson.